All right.
Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
Mike, the feverish Fanero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
And FF underscore spaceman.
And he's trying to trick me by supporting vacated targets as if they're a real thing.
David Wright. The Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it,
baby. They come. Wait, see.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever episode. I believe it's 228. I'm not really sure.
Sounds right to me.
I figure it doesn't matter because I'm here as always with Feverish Fornero to crush it for you all this evening. No Dave tonight. Thought we'd make it an easy one. Just do a little super flex rookie mock from the 2021 class with Fornero here and see if we can put together the best super flex 2021 team. Should we have a Twitter poll?
And why not?
The listeners will know whose team it is, but we won't say whose team it is. We'll just team A and team B.
There you
Twitter,
go. I like
Twitter's
it.
For sake. But if you're listening, you'll be able to, we'll give you guys a little chance to listen before we throw those polls up. Like I said, keep it easy. We thought this would be kind of a show though, because throughout the season, really, there's probably 20 dynasty podcasts that talk about the top heavy rookies more than we do. Just because that's always been if you listen throughout the season, you know, that's where we start. Because really by the time we get there, we're like, okay, these are our time savers, you know, because we have always been careful to not want to talk about them so much. So we've got a few fun things planned as we're getting into 2022 class. And have we mentioned much about our Rookie Fever player profiles, Fornero?
Yeah, it's so funny. If you were going to kick off the rookie mock just out of excitement, I was going to say, can we just make one small announcement? Because I don't believe we've officially said that we're going to be doing the 2022 class rookie profile editions like we did last year.
Yeah.
And couldn't be more excited about it. I think last year we absolutely killed it. I think a lot of people noticed, and not just the people that got to listen to it in their ears, but other analysts. And I feel as though this year we can make it even better because we have a bigger ramp going into it, more preparation, some great guests lined up again. Super excited about doing it this year.
I don't even think we were doing it at this point last year.
No. You're probably right. Yeah.
Little rumors in our ears. We threw it together pretty quick. I think it started in like 2 or 3 weeks from.
Yep.
Is it a week sooner this week? Do we want to announce the release date or?
We'll keep that to ourselves, but I will say this very, very, very soon.
Yep.
So if you just caught this feed recently and you're not, you know, signed up and subscribed, please do that now so you don't miss them. But, I don't even want to say how many come out a week, but last year it was two or three every single week. So that's a lot of Rookie Fever episodes.
And just stick with us because we know how this works. Everybody's the rave right now is the next thing in the 2022 class. But we learned in our first couple seasons of Rookie Fever kind of the hard way that if we get away from this 2021 class too quickly, it's too hard to come back, and we're still kind of reviewing it. Just give us a minute. Trust this process. So, Feverish, the number one pick for our Suplex mod that I feel like I'm about to crush. This is the kind of Suplex mod that you take a shower and you're like, huh, I wonder what he's going to do.
All right, so I guess I'll kick it off with the first pick.
Yeah, it's you. It's you. It's like the suspense is here, Fornero. Yeah, what are you trying to do to me?
Cool. So I'm going to go give this a little thought. And I think from a positional scarcity standpoint, I believe I have to go Najee Harris with the 101 here.
Man, that's interesting. Full disclosure, I wanted you to feel like you needed to take a quarterback.
Yeah, so.
And then I wanted to take Najee Harris.
Yeah, so I just kind of feel, I mean, you have a nice consolation prize, right? If you're concerned about the position at this point, a very nice consolation prize. I know both you and I aren't ready to put that guy above Najee Harris, but with the position having a, in my opinion, a pretty big teardrop, I think I kind of forced your hand here. And then I feel like that puts me in another spot to go where I want to go.
I agree. We talked about this, Mac, yesterday, and just how, like, adding the team element changes so much. And I think just because of that and what we're doing here today, it makes me feel like my one-up at this point after you took Najee could be Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, absolutely. Even that could
if,
be a move.
Even if we don't give a one – I don't care what the scoring is, I guess, is what I'm saying. I believe that I would even have a certain advantage after Najee here with any points – system you won't give me for tight ends.
Yes,
completely.
I agree.
I think that he could give you Kelsey type dynasty or seasonal advantage.
Is that what you're going to do?
Kyle Pitts. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you definitely talked yourself into that one.
I did not think that was not something I thought about in the shower. That was not where I thought this was going either.
Well, that's what this is all about. So I'm definitely going to follow it up then. I'm just going to go back to back running backs. I'm going to go Javonte Williams with the number two. I feel pretty good about that pair. I feel like there's plenty of quarterbacks left.
It was kind of a joke.
It's not. Like, it's a move that you had to decide to go away from, and that's exactly what you did. So now we have to see if Kyle Pitts was worth it.
How many running backs are we starting?
Well, this will not be a 2-hour show, listeners, so I don't think we're going to get super deep into this this rookie mock, which is what this is all about, right? I'm going to give Swag some time to think about it, guys.
But I mean, hypothetically, I mean,
yeah.
So
I mean, you know, in any standard league, it's probably two running backs, two flexes. So probably start as many running backs as I want.
All right, so I'm going to be completely honest with you here. We're super, even in the scenario you and I are laying out here. There is no way that you're baiting me into taking Travis Etienne over like Jamar Chase or even Jalen Waddle for me.
No, sir.
I'm not going to do that. There's absolutely no way that you're going to get me to take him over one of the quarterbacks either, completely honestly. Even with me feeling like I really need.
Nope.
There's no way I'm super flexing like that. Not,
nah.
I already feel kind of weird even looking at what we've done, but I get it for the format we've created here.
Yes, absolutely.
Still the same. I think Trevor Lawrence should be the 101 from this quarterback class. I think good things are to come. Listen, let's be honest. Some of us got out of Joe Burrow a little too early, and that was even with injury. Trevor Lawrence has just been in kind of a crummy situation. Gosh, it's crazy to think of Joe Burrow's situation. I mean, he's in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
That's how quick that team got good.
Trevor Lawrence is not in that situation. We got a rookie rewind and Jamar Chase as a rookie in the Super Bowl, man.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I thought about this today, not even for the show, but I still am very happy with a lot of the Justin Herbert shares that I have today are from like trading somebody like Joe Burrow to get Justin Herbert plus in the moment before Joe Herbert. We'll put them together. That might actually be cool. That's another
might
show.
Be an awesome player.
Build our own rookie. But before Joe Burrow got good again. And I don't know, but what I'm saying is Joe Burrow's freaking good. I think Trevor Lawrence is truly like that generational quarterback that we thought he was. And I think the situation will get better. We just need to be a little bit patient. Long story short, I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. I like some quarterbacks in this class, but I'm not ready to fade Lawrence at all.
Yeah, no, that's a great pick. I think especially considering where you're at, I think I'm going to follow suit. Basically, my strategy coming into here was that I would have been happy with either Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. So I was going to wait for you to pull the trigger, and then I was going to go with which running back. Oh my God, which quarterback was at left? So I'm going to go with Fields. No secret here for those that listen. Very excited about Fields this year coming. I think same things. I think he was in a rough situation. I think we saw enough flashes, especially with those legs in fantasy. Lawrence has those legs too, by the way. I keep not hearing about that. Lawrence has a lot of mobility, by the way. But yeah, Justin Fields here. for sure for me. And I feel warm and fuzzy about my quarterback situation. I feel like I got to see more Justin Fields than you got to see Trevor Lawrence, even though Trevor Lawrence played the whole season.
And now I'm back in my head. Now I'm back in my head.
That's where you belong, in your head.
I know, because I feel like the proper thing to do, if we were 12 team, I'm personally taking a quarterback.
Yeah, I got you. But here, this team construct has you all messed up. Here, yeah, there you go.
Just to see if I can get another little bit of a advantage here.
Advantage, sure.
Pinero's got all these little games he's revealing as he goes, and it makes me feel like he was waiting for a quarterback, and he's probably trying to do that again. But I do feel like I can get a nice little advantage taking Ja'Marr Chase off the board. I don't know if this is the proper place for me or not, just because of the quarterbacks on the board.
Absolutely.
And I'm talking more of like 10-12 team startup. Like
that's, if we were that's the difference.
Throwing our ranks out.
This is a two-team mock. Things are much different in a two-team mock. You have very short waits for your next pick. Very short waits.
Yep.
But even with that said, I'm going to go ahead and grab my first wide receiver and Jaylen Wall.
Man, that's just like personal.
It's I'm staying in my tiers, baby. Like that's a tier. Those two are in a tier, and then there's a drop off. The other tier was Najee Harris and Javonte Williams all by themselves. So. Just sticking to my tears, baby. Just sticking to my tears. I had Lawrence and Fields in a tier. So this is all about you being in your head again.
I just wanted another share of Jaylen Waddle.
Well, you know what?
I thought you'd do something different.
These players will never really see a lineup. So don't think about it that way.
And that's you have me in a position where I'm wondering if the player I might take be a lineup.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Just because if not, you're going to take him. So I'm taking Travis Etienne.
Oh, there you go.
And yes, I meant what I said. I'm a little concerned about Travis Etienne.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we definitely days, I'm know. Like,
oh, maybe I'll go try to get some Travis Etienne.
Yeah, like, we had a fun. I wish I could play the Vox for our listeners, but there's this interesting one just less than 24 hours ago where you're like, I own one in all my leagues, one share of Travis Etienne, and I think I'm going to move it. But at the same time, I think I'm going to hold. But as I think about holding, I'm also thinking about moving him.
It's like you gotta,
I really don't know what to do with Travis Etienne. That's fair, dude. I mean, that's really, really fair. I'm definitely more optimistic than you are. I think a little bit of a red carpet's going to be laid out for him in the beginning of the year. But the situation is not. Just because of an injury late in the season, the situation is not different long term, you know? And when I say long term, I'm talking about even one third or one quarter into the season, this all starts all over again. The whole Robinson, you know, that whole train starts back up. The only thing that I feel is a little bit motivating me or the shares where I do own ETN is I get to see him maybe alone for a couple of weeks, you know, and maybe, I feel like even maybe
possibly definitely. Now James Robinson could be ready week one.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll but see if that happens.
Let me throw it out there to you like this. How much worse is your dynasty team if you can go get David Montgomery instead of Travis Etienne? How much worse is your team if you can go get like David Montgomery in a second or third instead of Travis Etienne?
I think I would.
How
have
much
to
worse
do that.
Is your team if you can just go get Josh Jacobs instead of Travis Etienne?
Yeah, those are it's good really moves. Not, if you can make it? Them happen. Like, no,
isn't
not
your, isn't
not.
Your team better no. now? Didn't you just make your yeah. team better because of pissing on like? Hope and dreams.
Sure.
Like, I mean,
sure.
really, like, and even if Travis Etienne is something we want him to be, if you can go get somebody that's, yes, a year two older than Travis Etienne, but that has been successful in the NFL and you can see their opportunity. You and I have went back and forth about Josh Jacobs a little bit, but value charts, and I know, like, I'm not a big fan, but value charts have Travis Etienne more valuable than Josh Jacobs and David Montgomery today.
I'm surprised not you even look at value charts.
Not by a lot, but
yeah.
So, I mean, you can't manipulate them if you don't know them. You
sure.
can
no,
you
agree.
Can get a pulse on them, you know. But
yeah,
So I don't use them the same as others, but I understand them, you know. So, but yeah, so I mean, if you can go get even a little dab on top of one of those guys, I think you just bought yourself some security. Yeah. Both those teams are out of the playoffs, so Jacobs isn't getting injured. David Montgomery's not getting injured. I like that. I know there's only two teams.
Right. But still.
But, you know, I do like my players once they're out of the playoffs. I think about it like, I need a running back. I'm going to go get Joe Mixon. You know what? Maybe I'll wait. He's got one game left. You never know. If he gets injured bad, that's a year from that date, hypothetically, for, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. I do think like that. All the, you have 30 teams that are healthy or you know what's going on, you know. So that's where I'm looking for my players to make my trades. And I think that Josh Jacobs and David Montgomery are screaming bargains at the position, completely honestly.
I was cringing every time Cam Akers touched the ball in these games, right? He's coming off a pretty big injury where we didn't even think we were going to see him again. He did leave the field and go to the locker room, I think, in the second quarter before the half with a shoulder injury. Yep. As soon as I heard shoulder, I was at least, okay, well, at least not it's not a lower extremity. After the game's over, we're hearing knee and shoulder.
Yep.
Right. So now all of this stuff starts jumping into the heads of people who are just like, is this guy going to get hurt a lot? Yeah. Like, that's already, if you don't think it's affecting his value some, you're just wrong. I'm sorry. And if he misses time in the Super Bowl, dude.
Yeah. Or if he gets hurt in it. Yes, absolutely, dude.
So anyway, I hear you when you say David Montgomery and Jacobs won't get hurt this season. I hear you.
But so, I mean, if I'm just saying, if you can go that route, and especially if you can get a little
bit
on it and just let somebody else hope that Travis Etienne does what Josh Jacobs and David Montgomery have been doing, quite honestly, because I don't think you're going to get much more. I don't think his ceiling is incredibly much higher than either of those players. So I think you're doing your team a service to just see what you could get. I'm not saying you sell lower, but I would make a move like that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice. So I've been advised
Etienne off the board with all that said.
I've been advised by my GM to draft Trey Lance here with my fifth pick and my second quarterback. So my Superflex team is trotting out there with Justin Fields and Trey Lance. At running back, we have Najee Harris and Javonte Williams. And our wide receiver is Jalen Waddle.
I love that Waddle pick. I like the Trey Lance pick, too. I like the Trey Lance pick a lot here. I won't lie. I was doing the same thing you were doing, and I was waiting to pick between Trey Lance and Mac Jones, whatever you did.
Exactly.
I don't know if I would have done it if you didn't tell our listeners you did it. But after you said that, I had to put my middle finger up to you a little bit after you took Waddle and try to wait as long as I could. I like getting Mac Jones a lot, though.
Yeah, that's a nice consolation prize.
I'm a little bit concerned about the low ceiling we saw in year one, but it was such an efficient year. I'm really
very safe
for Mac Jones
here,
and they'll hopefully get him some weapons, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That to me is the biggest upside play. Or I'm saying upside dream for Mac Jones is just that, you know, he had so little to work with this season. You can only expect it to go up. So, yeah, I think they're definitely a target for a wide receiver and free agency here in the draft. So that's going to help them. But
so if you have Mac Jones, and maybe this isn't even a move you want to make. If you have Mac Jones, how much are you willing to put on top of in 2022 picks to move up to Trey Lance? How far apart are they? You really want Trey Lance. Maybe you don't. I don't know. How bad do you want it?
I think it's probably the difference like between a QB1 and a QB2. So that's a pretty big difference. And that's unfair seeing two games from Trey Lance. But his last game
definitely to me proved a lot more than Trey Lance has so far, you know.
Oh, 100%. I think you can't argue with that. So, but for me, I do think if you average out like a full season of Trey Lance with two full seasons of Mac Jones, I think I'm going to like the full season of Trey Lance a little more. So, and when I say a little more,
get it going, the weapons that he has,
the systems. I mean, the system's nice. And as far as, you know, his rushing ability, once again, in this game, Mac Jones, if you see him run, it's not quite watching Tom Brady run out there. I think Mac Jones is underestimated as far as being mobile, not a rusher. I think he's more mobile than people give him credit for in the pocket, which makes him very good for that system. But Trey Lance and his legs, which we've seen in the two games he's played, I believe are very fantasy relevant. So I think that's going to be the difference between these two guys for sure. And then I think if Trey Lance, which I do think he does have an arm, I think he's not Lamar Jackson. I think we give him an opportunity to 1 year and 2 years into this system, with Shanahan, start getting a little excited, Swags. Start getting a little excited.
Yeah. Can you think of, like, what's your, I'm seriously trying to think of this in my head, because I feel like we're leaving this draft with Zach Wilson in the pool still. What's, like, yeah, your vet, like, area for Zach Wilson today? And I don't mean, like, how do you feel like the community feels, but where's your area? Like, is he going to become Sam Darnold? Is it, like, what makes you better, like, I don't know. Is it Carson Wentz area, like Jared Goff? Worried are you?
Not that worried. Those names, maybe Goff might be the closest to those, because Goff, like, I don't know where Wentz is going to be next year. It seems as though Indianapolis is already sending the signals that he's done there, and that's just 1 year into his contract. It's looking like
they're not as into him as we thought they would be.
And if that happens, man, like, that's the next step down to out of the league. That's back to, like, a backup. Like, if he starts getting bounced around that much, where Goff got bounced, but had a very nice second half of the season with Detroit, with very limited weapons, and no offense, Amon-Ra, you're about it. So a healthy Hockenson, a healthy Swift, Amon-Ra, please Detroit, draft a wide receiver before round four. You got really lucky with that one. Don't think you can do it again. This should be one of your first or second round picks, a wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree.
And then Detroit fans, can start getting excited.
Which will be
either one, a little fine, bit too, fine,
as we come through rookie fever here.
Yep, with these profiles, man, all I'm thinking about is draft picks. You're right. Yep, or free agencies.
So
we could definitely go there.
Yesterday I sent out a 2024. I know people think this is crazy, but some people care. I sent out a 2024 first to acquire Jared Goff in a 16-team Superflex, and it was accepted. Pretty quickly. I was almost surprised. I was like, whoa, his trade got accepted. I was like, oh, that's my trade. Somebody accepted a trade. So I got Goff for a 2024 first.
2024.
Yeah.
That's great, man. That's great.
Good about it.
Yeah, no, 2 years out, man. Hell yeah.
And
love it.
There's no telling that this class is that much better than Jared Goff. Completely, especially, honestly, even if he's not in Detroit. Tom Brady's gone. We just lost a quarterback. Who knows who else still retires? We lost Ben Roethlisberger. There's jobs out there.
There's only
Jimmy G doesn't get them all.
he won't. There's only one quarterback in this amazing quarterback class of 4 to 5 quarterbacks that outscored Goff this year.
Trevor
Fields
Lawrence?
Didn't play. Oh, Fields
Mac Jones.
Didn't Mac Jones. Fields didn't play enough. No. Lance didn't play.
It had to be Mac Jones.
There's no way Lawrence beat Goff. Yeah. I don't even need to look it up.
Yeah.
Like, that's that.
And like you said, he ended good. It seemed like there was a certain comfort that happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dan Campbell.
My point is, you know, you gave somebody a draft pick 2 years out from now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to wait probably 3 years to use that quarterback. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this year was an anomaly, man. The 2023 picks were as valuable, if not more valuable, than 22s, which made no sense, really, because they were further out.
Yeah.
But
and we tried to talk about that here. Just
it's craziness.
And you look what we got.
Right.
5 rookie records.
I think you're up.
You are up. No, I took Mac Jones.
Oh, you're right. I'm up. All right, I'm going to have to probably go with, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go Pat Freiermuth here.
Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah, because otherwise, I don't have a tight end.
No, I didn't know if you cared or not. I didn't know how you were starting to feel.
I have to start one, and this is a team, and my team has a starting tight end in the NFL, one that I really like a future for. So this isn't redraft. I believe we're still doing a dynasty team here. And I think Freiermuth is a lot of question marks. We don't know who the quarterback's going to be, but hell, man, Ben was a couple games away from retirement with a noodle arm. So let's see what a young quarterback will do with a safety blanket at tight end.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take Pat Freiermuth here. When
Freiermuth like had 3 to 4 weeks span where he was the highest targeted tight end in the league.
Yeah, man.
And I don't think that was just Ben. I mean, part of it was the noodle arm you mentioned, but
yep.
We've mentioned a lot, like young quarterbacks are going to look for tight ends as well. Absolutely. As they're developing, as they're learning the schemes. And really, I think that they're going to want to keep Freiermuth involved. I think that he proved that he deserves 100%. To be. Is he Kyle Pitts? No.
No. He's one of my favorite players in this class. I'm not going to lie.
Freiermuth?
Yeah.
Or Pitts?
Absolutely.
Freiermuth?
Pat Freiermuth is one of my favorite players in this class.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah.
But not as much as the next guy. First win, I'm taking Elijah Moore. Right off the board. I feel so bad about this one that I feel like I want you almost need another pick. I don't know how Elijah Moore fell this far. It's just because of our format, like, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, even I know you, and like we talked about this throughout the show, but you would never take Freiermuth before Elijah Moore.
This is correct.
I mean,
this is correct.
So for him to fall to me here at pick 12.
Right.
I mean, that's almost where he was last year, right? And that's with Zach Wilson on the board.
So this is why I went with Pat Freiermuth. I knew that this next tier had two players in it for me, possibly three players in this tier. And Elijah Moore is at the top of the tier, but I believe also in that same tier is Devonta Smith and another player. I'm going to go Devonta Smith as my second.
I know where you're going with this,
mm-hmm.
But before you pick,
oh,
I think. I have Elijah Moore closer to Waddle in that tier.
Nice.
And I don't hate what you're saying next about I know where you're going. I think I do, but I kind of have Elijah Moore closer to that Waddle tier. I'm not going to lie.
I love hearing that because you know I keep trying to get me some more Elijah Moore.
Yeah. Yeah. I see it. Yeah. You if you snipe in trades. And I was like, yeah, we don't have to talk about that.
I didn't try to do anything.
Like, knowingly, we're going after Elijah Moore, and we were kind of like, this seems like we're going to get him here. And ended up, man, I like that trade. I don't want to trade shame or make anybody feel bad. Do you want to mention that trade?
Sure. So I think I traded Trey Lance in Superflex. Yeah, which is very tough.
How much you liked him.
Very, very tough for me to do. Trey Lance and the 202. So I gave up a 14. High. Yep. Mm-hmm. For the 102, Elijah Moore and AJ Dillon.
Mm-hmm. So let us know how you feel about that. The Finero was so cocky, he put a vote up in the league chat.
I did.
And I was like, man, I kind of feel weird voting on this, but I did. And I like your side, but it was tough, man, because
it was really tough, dude.
I like Trey Lance. I like Superflex. We mentioned this. I feel like you put yourself in a situation to
probably have to
strongly have to consider taking a quarterback. I don't know if like in that situation.
Yep. I don't love that either.
You
might be
okay.
I,
you know, like you said, you have Jimmy you have Goff, and
I own the 103.
Who's your QB1 in that league?
Stafford.
Stafford. Oh, so that's cool. Yeah. As long as he doesn't get hurt in the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. Don't put that out there in the universe.
Man, I am rooting for Matt Stafford, though, all the way.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. So am I. I mean, I'm rooting. I love these two teams in the Super Bowl. I love the Staffords there. I love the moxie of Burrow and that team.
Yep.
Hell, I love McPherson, the kicker. I love these two teams, man. Just with that stellar season, even Odell a little bit being a Giants fan, just getting an opportunity to be looked at again. I mean, he sure shows it on every play. Wants everybody to know he caught the ball. But I'll tell you, dude, I'm really looking forward to the Super Bowl.
It's just an example of something people hate to hear. Landing spots do matter.
Oh, 100%.
But we like to think it's all about talent. But, you can even see it with your vets. Like, it didn't take Odell Beckham long to get acclimated. It didn't take Stafford long to get acclimated. Cooper Kupp's the man. But Odell Beckham Jr. is a very talented wide receiver, and he shouldn't have had to prove that to us. Do I always like the diva wide receivers? Like, no. But, somebody like Odell Beckham Jr.? you saw me make a trade for him a few weeks ago. It just, I don't know. But I think landing spots do matter, and that's why sometimes we bring them up on the show. I think they can affect wide receivers a lot.
Absolutely.
So your tier, and it sounds like you might even sort of agree with me. Maybe for you, Elijah Moore is even in a tier of his own. And then you go, you're going to take Devonta Smith, it sounded like. That's and I'm guessing the other player that you wanted in that tier.
I felt bad for you, Swag.
St. Brown, who should be above Devonta Smith.
I know.
That's where I have him today. And it's not to be fun and cute and cocky. Yep. I think they're very close. I agree with you on the tier. But I've thought about it a lot. I've looked at them. I've looked at the numbers, the situations, and what I believe in. And today, if we were doing a startup draft, I would draft Amon-Ra over Devonta Smith. If I have Devonta Smith, I feel like I could get just like that dab on top. But if it came to it toe-to-toe, I'll do it straight up.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave it some thought, too, before the show, obviously. And I think they are a lot closer than I want to admit. But when I had to make this choice, I was thinking about you, Swags. I was thinking about your team and how you just need someone on that team to love. So I gave you Amon-Ra.
Did you look at my team like you?
That was a freaking gift.
Twitter's gonna love my team.
No, Twitter's gonna love my team. It's not even close. All dude, if you say the word Javonte Williams, people just get an erection. Just make sure when you post just put him at the top. I'll win.
But that's true.
But on yours, put Jamar Chase.
They're
going to
think
top.
I'm ridiculous about my running backs, and then I probably should have even considered like.
I'm sorry,
Elijah
did you
Mitchell
pluralize running backs? Because did you pluralize running backs? Because you only have one.
I know, but Twitter's not going to notice that when they see Kyle Pitts and Trevor Lawrence, Jamar Chase, Travis Etienne. I'm talking about Twitter.
We'll see.
I'm going to crush this.
We'll see.
I am at Swagzilla0G. He is at ArtBarkTV. We are at Rookie Fever. Do we have final thoughts?
I don't know. Do we?
I have a quick one because we killed this show tonight. So I'll just do a quick one. This is super easy. Broken record. I've probably said this here before, maybe some other places. But I think it's a good thing to think about this time of year. And whenever you are getting into Dynasty, in life, in almost everything you do, stay right here with me and live in the present. In Dynasty, it's all about the frickin' future. That's where you want to be, and that's where we're going to get you. You stick around. We're going to keep you on the straight and narrow. You won't need to worry about staying ahead of the curve on Rookie Fever. And we are out. Rookie Fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you're gone on a treat you ride. Rookie fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now. Who got the 101 scouting? He's never done this to before. And run, I told you anyone. Sizes be just on real landing spot. Not ideal. Wait, when's this breakout? A full rookie fever stage. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. I'll give a fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon. Got the fever, cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever, so she got the fever, and he got the fever. No cure for the fever, so let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever. Thank God for the fever. Now you got 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 the fever.